Precious ones, we are gratified that you are here and that the sun presence of your being is shining forth more brightly now than when you came and arrived in Livingston. You may even desire to call this town the Living Sun. For you, as living ones, are here, including the sun and your worship and praise of God, the one light, the great central sun. And we, Helios and Vesta, know something about that cosmic and universal emanation. For we have stepped up the frequency of our own beings. This past winter solstice, and when the god and goddess Meru did come and reposition themselves within the sun, being freed to soar ourselves to a new holy office, we have a new perspective on life, cosmic life. When you enter into your own God presence, the sun of your own divine being, a new model of life begins for you. And the sacred anointing that occurs manifests in both mysterious, magical, and marvelous ways, so that you, ascending in spirit, may truly enter into a greater presence of godliness and eternal love than you had ever known possible. You see, dearest hearts, there are cycles of life. And when you continue to expand awareness, those cycles bring you to new ends and new beginnings of opportunity for self-transcendence. And if you are constant in the emanation of love through your hearts, you will find one day that you too have become a greater sun presence, nourishing many life waves which flows through you, emblematic of that which you allow God to deliver through your heart. This movement is aptly named, for you see, at the center of every solar system is the heart's center. Within the center of every cell, of every living creature, is a sun. Ultimately, when you discover the import and the message of that sun in the very center of the cosmos, then aligned with that level of cosmic creativity and oneness, you can fulfill your purpose in ever-ascending cycles of God consciousness. Our rays extend themselves with divine intelligence to every life form within the greater aura of our field of beingness. And it is also so for you, dearest ones. Would you have that field be God-glorious, benevolent, merciful, and rich in the effulgence of all virtues and spiritual gifts? If so, commune with us in the giving of Vesta's solar rosary as often as you choose, daily if you desire, and feel the welling up of a new warmth of spiritual fire from within your heart. For truly this is what will accomplish planetary change, self-transformation first within you, that then expands into that which you would see manifest within an entire solar civilization. Yes, dearest ones, you have the opportunity to live a new magical life in your sun center. And when you absorb and then radiate forth the cosmic frequencies of pure love consciousness, you will be amazed to see what is fulfilled within the greater environs and neighborhood of your own essence. We are pure, fiery light. And if you dare, as an intrepid one, to enter our fire, to accept our light, and then to learn through connectivity with that which we bear, this level of divine radiance, you too, dearest ones, will come to that point on your path where the Lord God conveys unto you the divine approbation. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Have you made it your greatest desire to simply be pleasing to God? Perfuming the cosmos with your own essence of holiness and beauty? If so, then we will work with you from the great within of your soul and spirit. You will learn the sciences of the sun in future classes, courses, and publications. Or, dearest ones, this movement is a movement of solar consciousness, heart-centeredness, and godly love. That which you cherish within the sacred brother sisterhood of your community will naturally expand when each one understands the principles, precepts, and values of a life lived to the glory of God in all ways, giving of self, and always seeing new possibilities of divine manifestation from within emanated through the Sacred Heart Center. Our gift this day is extended to your soul. It is a tiny, microscopic sunflower that we place just above your threefold flame. And as you nurture that flame, the sunflower will glow, and many tiny bees and birds will come to this talismanic and magical essence, and they will carry the message of your love far and wide to those souls to whom you have been called to serve. For yes, these little elemental beings and spirits feel the pulsation of your love, wisdom, faith, fire, and balance. And as they pluck one seed from this sunflower and deposit it within the soul of a particular life stream, it will flower within them, and your essence will shine, and that soul will give thanks to you one day that you, in holy communion with us, have been a vehicle for the transfer of so great a gift as that which is the essence of God that is within you. The path is truly fun, joyous, and easy if you make it so through the radiant smile of your heart and your love for one another, your love for self, and first and foremost, your love of God. We embrace you, and on this sacred day, made sacred by you, O Holy One, we shine forth our light and raise you up on eagles, butterflies, hummingbirds, and even bumblebees' wings of light to the sun.